And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar.
And today we welcome back Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Good afternoon, Jody.
Good afternoon. Are you looking forward to this wonderful weekend?
Yes, indeed, always. And I know Broward County has a ton of fun, exciting events going on.
We do, but before we get into the events, Ed, I really am proud to tell you that Broward Cultural Division is one of four recipients to receive a National Endowment for the Arts, a $25,000 Artworks grant to support the Broward Arts Journalism Alliance Program, or as we're calling it, BAHA.
I read about that. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we'll be collaborating with the Gold Ring Arts Journalism Program and the Janklow Arts Leadership Program, which are both at Syracuse University. And the program will present arts journalism training for the area's content providers, professional broadcasters, media journalists, and other writers who post arts-related story content. And really, we're looking to explore innovative methods in local arts coverage for both the citizen writer and the professional writer. There will be three full-day sessions in October, January, and February, and they will take place at ArtServe, and the topics range from ethics in journalism, challenges of the arts coverage in the digital age, and so much more. And you can look on broward.org/arts for details about this exciting new program. And also, if you're interested, to please RSVP so that we know how many people will be attending.
Good luck with that exciting program.
Thank you. Broward Cultural Division will be presenting a application workshop called the Cultural Diversity Grant Program. And this is for nonprofit Broward-based organizations. The workshop will take place on Tuesday, September 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Broward County Main Library. There's no fee for the workshop, but we need you to RSVP, so please do so at broward.org/arts. We have another application workshop, and this time it's for individual artists who would like to apply for the 2015 South Florida Cultural Consortium Visual and Media Artists Fellowship. The workshop is called Demystifying the Process, and it will be held on Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m. also at ArtServe. These workshops generally run about 90 minutes, and please go to broward.org/arts to RSVP for this free workshop. So here's my question to the listeners out there. Are you driving for the arts? In other words, in the state of Florida, there are so many specialty license plates to choose from, but when you choose a specialty license plate, you're not only showing your support, but you're also making a financial contribution to your favorite cause, and hopefully your favorite cause is the arts. And the State of the Arts license plate, which was first introduced in 1995, has raised more than $1.3 million for Broward Cultural Division. And we've also been number one in sales for the entire state. And the funds that we raise are earmarked for arts programming. So again, I ask you, are you driving for the arts? If you purchase a State of the Arts license plate, $20 is returned back to Broward Cultural Division, and your $20 is tax deductible.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. So this weekend, we do have so many events coming up. In art, Caden's Pop-Up Gallery in Fat Village takes a look at a piece of Fort Lauderdale's built history through a designer's perspective. Join the artists for the house built by King as they shine a light on the timeline, details, sustainability, craftsmanship, and evolution of Fort Lauderdale's oldest structure, the Stranahan House, which is also on the National Register of Historic Places. The amazing Vojtech Kubasta, a showcase of his pop-up and illustrated children's books, is now on display at the Bienes Museum of the Modern Book located at the Broward County Main Library. The exhibition celebrates the centennial of Kubasta's birth and showcases more than 100 of his pop-up and children's illustrated books. On Saturday, renowned dancers and choreographers Agatha Wright and Isabelle Bienvenue fuse their backgrounds in contemporary and classical dance to create the originally choreographed work Patina, a series of dance vignettes influenced by the classic figure paintings of Dana Stabolnice, now on display at the Guild 545. Tonight, Cinema Paradiso in both Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood presents a 2012 Japanese anime film called Road to Ninja, Naruto the Movie. Naruto, by the way, is a Japanese series about an adolescent ninja who constantly searches for recognition. The Museum of Discovery and Science and AutoNation IMAX Theater presents two films, Island of Lemurs, Madagascar 3D, the incredible true story of nature's greatest explorers, and Journey to the South Pacific, a breathtaking IMAX 3D adventure to the lush tropical islands of remote West Papua, where life flourishes above and below the sea. This weekend, the Hard Rock Live offers two British hard rock legends. On Friday, Saul Hudson, better known by his stage name Slash, and former lead guitarist of Guns N' Roses. And then on Sunday, Deep Purple, the English rock band formed in 1968, performed their hits.
Wow, that's going back.
It is. I don't want to tell you how old I was.
Oh.
Now through September 7th, City Theater's Shorts Gone Wild 2 is a collaboration with Island City Stage and performed at Empire Stage in Fort Lauderdale. Shorts Gone Wild 2 explores social, personal, and political issues at the heart of South Florida's LGBT and progressive communities. Broward Stage Door Theater presents two theatrical hits this weekend. In Theater 1, Butterflies Are Free, and in Theater 2, What's New Pussycat, the soundtrack of an era. There's one more event that I wanted to mention that Broward Cultural Division is involved with, and it's called Fun Day on the Runway. It's not our event, but it's an event, it's one of a series of events taking place on the South Runway, which is the brand new runway at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Mm. And they will have food trucks and entertainment, children's activities, and aviation exhibits, and it's on Saturday, September 6th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free admission and parking. But Broward 100, celebrating the art of community, will be out there. That is our centennial celebration. We will be there with a booth and with all sorts of tchotchkes that we're going to hand out. So we hope to see you listeners out there and come visit us. Say hello to me. And I'll be sitting in the booth. So, Ed, I expect to see you come on out. And if you want to buy a T-shirt, we're selling Broward 100 T-shirts. You can wear your art or wear your history, however you want to look at it.
Now, Jody, when can we start talking about Broward's centennial?
Well, Broward's centennial will be kicking off in October of this year, and it's a year-long celebration, and there is so much packed into the year. I can't even begin to tell you, but you can go to our website. It's a new website. It's Broward100.org. That's Broward100.org, and the 100 is the number, not the letters. And you can learn all about the four cornerstones of engagement, and we're looking for volunteers. And you can buy T-shirts and a whole bunch of other things. I think we have onesies and bibs and all sorts of fun stuff on there.
Well, we look forward to having you on the show to talk about that in mid-September.
I look forward to that as well. And just so your listeners remember, if you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
Big thanks to Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director at the Broward Cultural Division, for all of those events. Great weekend to you, Jody.
Thank you. To you, too.
Did you ever attend a boys' club or a boys' and girls' club here in Miami-Dade when you were a kid? If so, they'd like to hear from you. The Boys and Girls Club of Miami-Dade is planning an amazing reunion for its alumni in early 2015, and they want you to be there. What a great opportunity to reconnect and see your old friends and coaches from years past. If you're interested, call Arthur Hernandez at 305-446-9910, extension 13, or email alumni at BGCMIA, as in Boys and Girls Club of Miami, BGCMIA.org for more information. That number again, 305-446-9910, extension 13. 13. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Judith Bishop, Charles Greenfield, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leschinski. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at 1 o'clock, we'll feature a special holiday presentation, Future Work from NPR, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend and a great holiday, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye and joy.